Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about lip sync battles, the power of demons, and a stick throwing video montage. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Michael Damaro.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
I feel like you do this on purpose.
I did. I thought about it specifically yesterday. I was like, when I would do the recording, I'm going to call on Tim first.
Trap him.
First one in class.
I mean, you can always tell the first one that we record in a chunk because this is not a bit. I just don't remember.
I know, that's why it's funny. It makes you stressed out and it makes me laugh.
I feel like Tim's the kind of person that called teacher mommy in class.
Wow.
Is it true?
What?
Why?
Why am I being owned?
not like constantly, but you know, like when, you know, some kid in class is like, hey, mom, can I? And then everybody's like, you idiot.
You called her mom.
You called her mom. I know we all miss our mommies, but that ain't mom.
I don't think I did.
What I'm saying is you always forget to call Jennifer Jen.
And instead you call her
mommy. Tim has definitely called me by his sister's name before.
Yeah, that's a weird whole thing. We don't have time to get into that.
Well, do we want to just jump right friggin' into it this time?
Sure.
We were talking about video games for like a really long time before we started recording. I feel like if we don't just get into it, we're going to continue to talk about Yakuza
forever.
We
only record these now in what I consider to be the morning on a weekend.
It is the morning. It's 10:24 a.m.
Yeah.
Right now. Quick shout out. We do have a Patreon blowing up right now. Patreon.com/something. Ask Dear Internet.
No, I think it's just Dear Internet.
Damn, we don't even know our own Patreon.
Anyway,
we are professional casters, we're the worst professional.
We're so bad at it.
We have one bonus episode up there, one bonus question, and we have another one that we're recording this session as well.
And it is horrendous.
Jennifer won't shut the fuck up about it.
It's so bad.
I have two.
So I have that one that we're doing today, and I have another one like locked and loaded for the next Patreon episode that is also horrible.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear these terrible questions that I've found, you got to get up in that Patreon.
And you will also, if you do that, then you'll be part of the crew who helps us go weekly, because that's what we really want to do. We want to go weekly.
That's the next goal.
And one last thing, if you're at the $5 tier or higher, we're going to start shipping you stickers/clings.
So. Yeah. They're so good. They look fresh as hell.
Yeah, whenever I see the art in person, I'm like, this is art. This is good art.
Yeah.
This is good art.
Yeah.
It is great.
I think the first batch of those are going out.
Very soon. Probably around the time this comes out, maybe?
Yeah.
Nice.
They've already been stuffed. All right.
They're locked and loaded.
First question is for me, because it has my name on it.
That's right.
Here we go. Right now. How do I get out of a mandatory lip sync battle?
Oh, I mean, I can tell you right now, mandatory. You're not getting out of it.
you're not allowed.
We probably shouldn't even read this one.
Done.
My employer, lip sync battle on ABC, is having a mandatory spirit week summer camp theme next week. Each day, we are to participate in quote voluntary camp activities with our assigned cabin mates.
Jesus.
When I first read this, I thought they were actually going to camp. This is worse.
it's real bad.
We turned the air conditioning off so you feel like you're camping.
The week culminates in a lip sync battle with our cabin mates in front of 100 other employees here at our headquarters, which will be recorded for our international staff. Our top three executives are going to be judges. I am very uncomfortable with this.
You think?
Me too.
No, really?
Me too. Normally, I would have no problem simply not participating. However, the entire week is a graded assignment. We'll have to unpack that. In which our participation and level of enthusiasm is awarded or punished with points for the team. Punished with points? For example, Monday is 80s fashion day, so each cabin mate that isn't dressed in 80s style loses a point for the team. The lip sync battle will be graded on us all participating. having matching costumes, and the level of spirit displayed in our performance. Some of my cabin mates are really into this camp week, while some of us are dreading it. I'd hate for their reputations to be damaged by my lack of participation. Some of the activities are manageable, but pretending to sing while dancing in front of other people is not. How do I approach this while protecting my colleagues?
So when I saw this question on Ask a Manager, I feel like my eyes went completely black and I was filled with just such an extreme rage because what the fuck? This is work. Why is this happening at work?
It's like, I don't know. People always made fun of like trust falls and other team building activities that they were like, hey, let's do this. Let's give our employees PTSD as you put them through this.
Also, you're fucking adults. Why are you doing camp theme?
Wow.
Someone high up.
We don't have fun in the podcast anymore.
No, work is for work. That's it.
Someone high up in the chain in this company is super bored. And they are. And this is their little weird fantasy. And
I would like to somebody, watch my minions dance for me. Literally.
Somebody is like employee happiness executive officer is like, this is what we should do to boost morale.
This slaps of extreme mid-level, like someone with not enough to do, not high level, and then high level just assumes that they can trust the people, and it's like, okay, yeah.
Mistake.
Yeah. Oopsies. Like how my last firm, or one of the places I worked, had like a job just for people to get art. Like to buy art to put on the walls.
I mean, how do people, that makes sense for like a hotel chain. Like you gotta buy
some
art for all the new hotels.
That's fine, but like,
does it?
Yeah, like
how many art do you need?
Okay, but I guess like a general design in a hotel or something that makes sense. That is a job. I just, as a person who's literally about to go into work on a Sunday, I'm like, how the, do you not have work to do? Like, do work. What's going on right now? I don't understand this.
Wow.
I don't like fun things at work.
You do not like fun.
I don't. I'm like, if I'm not doing work, I'd rather be at home. I don't want to do this.
So I went on a cruise, the first ever cruise I've ever been on last year. Ooh, last year now. And a cruise is basically summer camp for adults because there's like water. So many activities and you just like go from activity to activity. But they had, one of the things they did was a lip sync battle. And I was like, this is stupid as hell. And basically what it was, like they had like audition kind of things like by the pool. And then they had like, they basically had all these rounds that got down to two people and they got to do two songs like on the main stage, at the end of the cruise. And I was like, this is dumb as hell, but we don't have anything to do right now. So let's go to it.
Oh, I'd
watch it was fucking awesome. Like, they were so good. Like, there were costume changes and, backup dancers and, like, all this shit. And, like, they went out.
So they did it. That implies to me that they were, like, prepared to do this before they came on this cruise. Like, if they brought costumes.
The cruise ship had costumes for them to, like, pick. And they had, like, people help them. And, like, the one guy, like had like a mid-act costume change.
Oh,
like,
my God.
He like ripped off his like suit or some shit and like had like a sparkly thing underneath. It was crazy.
Right. But like you didn't get punished because you weren't performing.
Right. Exactly.
And it's very much that like, yeah, some people are excited to do this. Some people are not excited to do this. And the punishing, and the thing is, it could be the same person, it could be either excited or not excited to do this thing based on the, you know, surroundings, like,
exactly.
Like I'll do some dumb shit at GeeklyCon, tickets on sale right now at GeeklyCon.com, but,
I get it.
But, you know, I won't necessarily want to do these same very silly dumb things at work.
Right. That's right. We kind of have summer camp activities at
oh, absolutely. At
but the thing is, like, you people volunteer to do it.
Right.
Right. And there's like plenty of alcohol. It's not like you're going to get a beer at 11 p.m. when at your desk job at Raytheon or whatever.
Oh, God. What if it is like fucking like the biz contractor that's doing this?
Like our numbers are down.
Like, we feel bad about killing all these people. Yeah. Shut up.
Shut up.
We're doing camp lip syncs now.
Free margs.
There's no ethical consumption under capitalism.
I mean, I bet that there will be booze at this.
But at the one thing, but they right. still have to dress up like fucking Yogi 80s. Bear the whole week.
And I actually think the first time I read this, I did miss that it was not actually at a summer camp. Like, I was thinking it was like a retreat yeah, and that's they were what like I gone. Thought. For the weekend.
Yeah.
But it's at their headquarters, so you're yeah. still in the office.
And this is a big company. They have International.
Right.
I mean, there you go.
Also, who in International is going to actually watch this? Actually, I take that back. Because if I got an email that's like, okay, your colleagues in the Berlin office had to do a lip sync, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to take a look at this.
Whatever that's going
to
be.
I mean, if you don't watch it, you're going to lose points for your team in Berlin,
that is
right?
True.
Like, you got to do it.
That is true.
I feel
this is
like
essentially GeeklyCon now, that and it's sort of changing my opinion.
Okay, I was gonna say you don't get points at GeeklyCon, but that is the opposite.
Yeah, no, you do.
GeeklyCon is a summer camp you choose to go to.
Exactly.
What if could you be like a prop person in the lip sync?
Right.
Like, can you like you're like a ro- like you're singing "Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto," right. and you're the robot, so you just kind of yeah. like, right. are in the background.
I'm gonna be a tree.
Yeah, a
classic. You basically just have to, if everyone's doing it, you pretty much just have to be set dressing, unfortunately.
Yeah, you don't even have to, like, work hard.
The thing is, like, your enthusiasm level, like, is directly linked to, like, how embarrassing it is,
yeah,
right? And if you are, like, zero enthusiasm, like, right, you're right. going to draw a lot of
so
attention
to this is, the term emotional labor gets thrown around a lot. This is what emotional labor
that's
is.
That's true. Yeah.
This
like
is exactly
to,
what emotional
labor is. You have
labor.
To, like, act excited
right.
to keep your job.
Right. This is, emotional labor is not venting to your buddies. It's at your office. You have to dress up like a fucking banana and smile about it, or else you're going to lose
right.
like, the Joint Strike Fighter teams
for your
7%.
For your Michael Scott ass boss.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
that's the thing
God.
Is, like, I feel like big companies just let shit like this happen because it makes people feel weird and zany. Like, we're just a family. But you're not a family.
You're not. You're my employer.
You're building landmines.
You're
for, you know, like, it's...
This is Lockheed Martin here,
yeah.
okay? We're supposed to be focusing on creating weapons of war.
Yeah, so listen, we're a family. We ruin families. That's what we do.
This is what we do together.
We have to help these people. So how... How are they going to get out of this? It is mandatory.
Man.
The only thing I can come up with
poop
is
disease.
look up the symptoms for appendicitis, and then just, you know, you're going to have to really follow through, and they are going to have to take your appendix out.
Right.
But you're going to either have to commit to dressing up as a banana and yeah. lip syncing, or going to the hospital, getting your appendix out.
I think if you're like a hero, right? Like if you're like a good person, you participate and you straight up break your leg on stage.
Yeah.
This will never happen again
you
as they pay out their settlement funds
on
for
Monday.
You.
Where you're like, all right, I'm going to lead everyone in a cheer because I'm so excited for our thing on Friday. And then you just fall into the paper shredder.
Yeah. You're going to lose a hand.
Yeah.
But it's going to be worth it.
I mean,
you want to get out of all of it. Like, yes, the lip sync battle is horrible. But, it, you know, you're, on Wednesday, you're still going to do, like, I don't know, try to eat a donut on a string the fastest or carry an egg with a fucking spoon. You know that's going to happen. So.
You're going to have to be in a three-legged race.
Yeah, exactly.
a sack race
so
also.
You know.
Mandatory just implies that the company is responsible for anything that happens.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like that. Yes. Hurt
what's
yourself and sue the company.
Yeah, get paid.
Yeah.
Get paid, man.
I'm curious if you have a heart-to-heart with your team and be like, I am not going to do any of this bullshit. I'm going to cost us upwards of 70 points. But
is that chill?
I'm going to bring one dozen donuts one time. Are we chill now?
Is that good?
Is this good?
At some point.
We're cool.
At some
future.
Point.
I think that the going down the disease and injury route is definitely like the most likely to succeed. Like, just be like, dude, I've got pink eye. And everyone's like, oh, gross. That's contagious. Don't
right.
come to work. Like,
but,
I've got to work remotely.
But imagine trying to give yourself pink eye and you're bad at it and you just accidentally just rub tons of shit in your eye and just
don't
do it.
You don't actually get it. You just say you got it. Oh, okay. You just say you got pink eye.
I heard you can't get pink eye from your own poop. Is that true?
Oh, damn.
Only from other people's poop.
Oh, wow.
Well,
I got pink eye, I think because I changed my contacts in a
in a toilet.
Area. No, in a restroom in West Virginia when I was in college.
That'll do it. That'll like, do even it. If you don't touch anything, it's just the air.
It was very gross. I do not recommend getting pink eye.
So, have you guys seen the Tom Holland video of him on Lip Sync Battle?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I don't know what song he's doing.
Umbrella.
Okay. By Rihanna,
but he like goes for it.
Yeah,
and you know some people are gonna be fucking losing their mind.
Even that, I have secondary embarrassment. I cannot watch the Tom Holland Umbrella video, even though it's like good, you know, and he goes for it, and
now,
he's a treasure. But now, it's like, Tim, no, this is so embarrassing.
Do you remember how in college during orientation week we did lip sync battles?
Yes.
Had you blogged it down?
But wait, before this show, so here's what you do. Battle was a thing?
Get your team.
We did the weirdest shit.
Self-sabotage. Oh my god. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't blog this out, but like.
So we had like we were in like the honors group, so it was like a bunch of fucking weirdos. And we chose to do the Tetris theme song?
No words.
No.
So instead of, so everyone's out there, you know, it's 2005 or whatever.
Yeah.
Doing whatever music came out in 2005 and shaking their butts and having boys be girls. And at the time, that was very funny. And here comes the honors crew dressed up as blocks to the Zelda, to the Tetris thing. Yeah, as we're like moving around and stuff. Like, I don't think we were.
Were they like 0 points, no lip syncing?
We definitely did not win.
Yeah, I don't think people even got it.
No, I don't think people got it, like, any of the ones. We always did the weird shit, because we also did Barbie Girl in German one time. Remember that?
Was that your second year when you guys were...
Yeah. And then we also did White and Nerdy, which I think people understood a little bit more, the Weird Al song.
Was this at Harvard?
No, this was at our undergrad. It was, like, orientation week, so... The first year, it was like, it's for freshmen. And then you can volunteer to, like, help with the freshmen do orientation stuff. Yeah. So you have, like, a group that you are like, I've already been in college, so I'm going to, like, help you figure out stuff.
Don't worry, guys. I've done this before.
I've
Did
done
you
this
win?
Before.
No.
Oh, absolutely not.
Everyone felt bad about us and thought it was weird.
But I think the Tetris win, like, really, we did not think about it beyond, like, the first 10 seconds of it, and just had to keep being out there with our, like, little Tetris blocks, like, dancing.
Easy costumes. Well, you had to, like, connect up and then disappear and then fall off the stage.
I think we maybe did some of that, but very little.
It was a very long time
ago. So, yeah.
That's how we dealt with a lip sync battle, was we refuse to lip sync and we will pretend to be blocks
on
a stage.
Right. I mean,
we will lip sync to a song that has no words.
Right. To some extent, you are, you know, Raytheon's Duluth office, and with that comes like a bit of honor. So what is just 3 minutes of hell? To,
I think,
you know, uphold the honor of tradition, you know, but
I
also
think you could, like, maybe you could, like, dress in, like, all black and then be, you know, like, blend in with the curtain and, like, lift things.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I like that. Yeah, like, an illusion.
Just, like, be all black and then just hold Baby Yoda and no one will know what it means.
And they'll
like,
love
they don't
it.
Get it. I mean, but they love Baby Yoda. So they'll see it and be like, yay, Baby Yoda. Ooh, boo, boo, doo, boo. And they'll love it. And then you're good. And then you just get. Go sit down.
Frankly, I think that might be the answer.
Yeah,
right
put
there.
Then
that or
the
just
Baby
quit.
Yoda. Yeah, just quit.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely quit.
Then you can leave the Baby Yoda wherever, and then everyone will just talk to the Baby Yoda thinking it's you, and then you can go off, you know.
Baby Yoda just sits in your seat, everyone thinks it's really cute.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, Baby Yoda has this job now, and you can just be chilling out.
Yeah, and then you can go back to your gas canisters or whatever it is.
All right. Oh, man. Well, nice. I think we definitely answered that
Got
one.
It.
So let's move on to the next question, please.
That's me.
Timothy, this
is Oh, my God,
free.
This is short.
It's really short.
How do demons do weird magic stuff? Okay, that's
Do the question. Weird magic
do
stuff.
Do the weird magic stuff on our paranormal. They can control the weather, make things float, cause events to happen, and probably more, but the question is, how do they do it? Do they have some lost knowledge that humans can use, or do they use a form of magic we don't understand yet? That's a great question.
That is a great question.
How do demons do the weird magic stuff?
How do demons do the weird magic stuff?
What kind of stuff do you think demons are currently doing in your lives right now?
Ooh, they're definitely giving me some gastro trouble.
You think the demons are, like, physically in your tum-tum, or are they, like, sneaking things in your food?
I think they're invisible, and they're sitting on my desk right now and punching me in the stomach.
That's such a demon thing to do.
That's so true.
I think the demon comes into my house, and, like, I clean the house, we clean the house, and it's clean, and then the next day it's dirty again?
Shit.
I think that's the demons. The demon did it.
They're definitely controlling the weather around me. I think it would probably be tropical here in Rochester, New York otherwise, but instead it's like 60 degrees yesterday and like 20 degrees today. That's demon
behavior.
The devil, one of my favorite devil name is the Prince of the Power of the Air. So I think, you know,
straight from the Bible.
I feel like that kind of tracks that he would be fucking up Rochester specifically.
What happened in Rochester to cause the devil to be so angry at it?
Garbage plate.
We invented photocopying, and as you all know, that's extremely demonic here.
Did you say photocopy?
Photocopying.
Well, home of Xerox. Put on it, and that is also demonic.
I like the idea of, like, you guys invented putting your foot on the photocopier, and you're like, we're proud of that.
Yeah.
We did it.
A different town made up putting your ass on the photocopier.
We hate that.
Yeah, that's bad.
That sucks to us.
That's crude.
Demons,
I feel like you can't do that.
Magic by tapping into to creation itself.
Okay.
There must be balance in all things. Creation needs destruction, so they tap into that and the energy that is created therein.
So are you telling me that demons feed off of bad vibes?
I wasn't telling you that, but I am excited to see where this
they do
goes.
The demons come in, they do a vibe check. If it's bad, then they're very powerful. So if demons are mega powerful in the year 2020.
Yeah, no, I mean, demons are, regardless of whatever, how they do the weird magic stuff, they're very powerful in the year 2020.
Yeah.
It's just true.
Mm. Yeah. I think that demons are what causes, like, when you run for the train and you, like, just miss it.
Yes.
Right.
That's a
demon.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. If you read the question, it's a short question, which allows us to really dig into the bits that they put in here. And they give us two choices. There's only two choices. The magic is knowledge-based. And it's either we've lost the knowledge or we don't understand it yet.
Yet.
Okay.
So we're going to get it or we could get it back.
And it's not a question.
So it's only a matter of time until we get demon powers.
And it's not like they do, is it light side or dark side? It's like, no, it's one specific type of thing, another specific type of thing, more broad, while not all-encompassing. There's still many forms of magic that I think they rightly, to save the answerer's time, they rightly didn't include.
Mm-hmm. I do really like the examples they give of things that demons can do. Like, control the weather, okay. Make things float.
Yes,
right.
You see that every day.
Cause events to happen.
Yeah.
Well, that means literally anything.
That's a lot of things.
Floating
events
things
be happening. Yeah.
But also,
and probably
it's very like firm. Like, these are the things that they do.
Everyone knows.
There's no question about this.
No,
right here.
We can all agree that demons can control the weather and make things float.
Right,
and cause events to happen.
And the word probably and the and probably more leaves. They want to hedge their bets. Maybe demons only control the weather, make things float, and cause events to happen.
Well, I think there are specific demons for each of those things.
Ooh, like the Prince of the Power of the Air is obviously the floating one, right? But maybe also the weather.
Ooh, Jennifer, what the fuck did you just say?
There's three different kinds of demons.
You idiot. You just said, is the one that controls the weather the one that makes things float, not the weather? That's what you say.
To the prince of the power of the air.
Which is the basis of the devil controlling the weather.
You gotta tell me what the fuck is... What is the prince of the power of the air?
You're throwing this around.
While Jennifer just said the stupidest thing on our on this podcast before, which is impressive, you have to give it up. Like, there might only be two things. Causing events to happen in weather, and the weather causes things to float. So... I like the idea that Jennifer's Googling Prince of the Power of the Air in order to be like, maybe it's about making ship float.
You know? What is
it's the from Prince Ephesians.
Of the... Well, let's what things do float? Because it's pretty much just balloons, right?
Literally, the only thing I can think of was balloons.
So,
like in their natural state, what about, what's the witch one? Is it they don't float or they do float? I always forget
that
one.
I think that the witches
don't float.
Well,
that's in water. That's in water, right?
Yeah, that's in water, though.
I'm including water.
Oh, is it all?
Yeah, what is that? What they mean?
Is that
fuck!
It's buoyancy?
It boats?
Yes. Yeah, literally,
oh, God.
demons, all boats are demonic. Extent,
demons are just physics, you know? Like, Sir Isaac Newton got hit in the head by an apple that a demon threw
at
him.
Demon.
That's a demon.
Man.
And that's an event that happened. There were also a demon.
Well, I like the idea that, like, we just... you know, back in the day, you know, 1950s or whatever, yeah. When we discovered boats, we just
no
assumed
boats before in 1950s,
right? But like, what if like they were like, okay, well, this happens, and we're just gonna say this is because demons, and then like fast forward to now, and we still call it like the demon power of boating.
Yeah,
I wish we did. I would boat more if that was true.
And it's like, we understand more about the demons now. We understand about displacement and all these things. But it's still, at the core, is caused by demons.
I went on Tim's grandpa's boat when we were in college and drank too much alcohol. Mm-hmm. And I think a demon caused that. I felt really bad afterward.
But the demon also caused the boat to float. So I
win-win.
The demon giveth, the demon taketh away.
And, you know, a float... could also be a root beer float. And
oh my God.
I think that's delicious. So.
That is too powerful to be
demons are
to
good.
Be in charge of balloons and boats and root beer floats.
Hot air balloons.
I keep wanting to say Hindenburgs.
Jellyfish.
Zeppelins.
We're like far enough removed from the Hindenburg that like we can make all the jokes we want.
I don't know,
man. I think you can make a Hindenburg joke.
I don't think so. I don't think
so. Tim had family in the Hindenburg.
You know what I was thinking about last night? Because I was drinking. Somebody said, like, 1970, and I was like, yeah, 1970. Like, and they were like, it's, like, so old and not modern. And I was like, it's only 30 years ago. I was like, it was 50 years ago.
Oh, fuck. I would do shit like that, too.
Yeah, constantly.
I ain't afraid.
Like, 2000 was just a few years ago.
No,
stupid. It was 2 decades ago, you old bitch.
do you think that, regardless of... how do demons do the weird magic? Do you think we should be able to know it? Is that dangerous, or is that should this be a blocked off form of magic?
If I had to make a real guess here, is that I would assume that demons can temporarily open a portal to hell, and that's how they access their different powers. Is they basically link our world with?
They're just like funneling it up, like with straws.
Right, the power they're just tapping into hell. Right, okay. Exactly.
I mean,
and so the power is being powered off of the bad people in hell.
Okay,
in
well, yeah, the abyss. Yeah. Can we just say the abyss instead of hell? These are demons, not devils.
I feel like the...
Demons are devils, aren't they?
Oh, my God.
Oh, not in
Dungeons. Oh,
they're fiends.
D&D.
They're all under the fiend umbrella.
I do appreciate that we didn't say it's because they happen to the weave a different way. I'm more of the opinion that bad people get sent to the abyss due to someone decided that this... I don't think the abyss is bad because... bad people go there. I think bad people go there because it's bad. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's always been chaotic.
Yeah.
The demons would still be able to... I just think it's a state of nature just like anything else.
And the demons have just been demons this whole time. They didn't, like... They weren't, like, people that got turned into demons.
I don't have time to delve into that. I have some pretty radical thoughts on this.
Well, I'll have to save it for when this person goes and asks about... More demons.
Yeah.
Demon-based.
Okay, we
magics.
Solved the devil one. Now, devils.
Are you guys caught up on Good Place?
Is there a new one recently?
Yeah, this week.
No.
No.
Okay, I didn't know there was a new one.
There's some real interesting stuff about the afterlife, and I was like, yeah, it's a good idea.
We should implement this in our afterlife that we have control over.
All right, I think we solved that one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We
did.
We fucking nailed it.
And now we're going to dig into the longer one that I've saved for Michael.
I ceded my time. Holy fuck.
Tim has two sentences, and I have
Michael can't read.
I don't know how to read.
I cut parts of this out. I tried to condense.
Sometimes it's fun to read long ones, you know?
Exactly. There's a lot of info that you need to get the full picture here.
Let's do it.
Would I be the asshole if I posted a video montage online of my neighbor throwing things in my yard?
Love it.
My mom and I bought a duplex for me to manage and live in during my years in college. We installed a Ring video security system along with a front yard doorbell and backyard video floodlights. When I moved in, there was a ton of branches and limbs by my neighbor's fence. That was odd, since we only have one medium-sized tree nearly 10 feet from the fence. Later that summer, the backyard Ring camera caught the neighbor throwing branches over. We realized that this is where the huge pile came from. In the beginning, I threw the branches back over, but they would magically appear with even more, so I gave up. Halloween came around, and my roommate and I decided to throw a party on Friday, November 1st.
I love the details that people include. They're like, I need you to know what date my party was on.
He's going to the police.
We tried to talk to Ms. Stickthrower.
It's a female.
It's a lady. And the writer, I think, is also a lady.
Okay.
But she wasn't home during our three attempts. We left a note explaining it along with our names and numbers. The party was 30-plus people coming and going, along with music and a beer pong table in the backyard. Cops were rightfully called at 11:45 p.m. We shut it down.
She's being honest. Like, listen.
We deserve
it. The cops got called, and we did deserve to have the cops called.
Is the neighbor the other person in the duplex, or does she own...
No. So the neighbor is across the way. Like, it's her and her roommates in this duplex, and then this neighbor's unconnected across the fence.
Okay.
The fourth, I was in a class and got a front doorbell notification. It was Ms. Stickthrower pulling up my decorative styrofoam tombstones and throwing them behind my bushes.
What the
Halloween
fuck?
Decorations!
When I got home, I saw that one was broken. My roommate and I decided to call the non-emergency line about this, because obviously she had no respect for us, and this is the South, so no one... could have a gun.
Have a gun.
And this is the South, so anyone could have a gun.
Don't worry, I'll fix that in post.
No, you won't.
I like the... Okay, this is the final fucking straw. This lady broke my styrofoam tombstone.
I was going to use that for my mom when she died.
A cop came out, we showed her everything, and we went to talk to the neighbor. Her fiancé opened the door, claimed she was not home despite her car being there. Time went on, and I noticed that she came into our backyard via a gate, which is deep in my backyard. We also had a video that showed her smoking and wandering around my backyard. This freaked me out, so I put a...
Carabiner.
What the hell's a carabiner?
It's like it's like a clippy thing.
Okay. Yeah, use it for like rock climbing, but like most people just use it for holding their keys.
Okay. Yes. Carabiner on the gate to keep her out. End of November, I come home and see these huge limbs flying over the fence. I get out, confront her, we argue, and she claims that she owns 2 feet of my backyard. Note, we got a survey done and she does not own 2 feet of my backyard. She ends the conversation with, do you want to make these next 4 years a living hell?
Oh, my God.
Stick lady! You're wilding out!
Called the non-emergency number, and once again, she hid from the cops. I found out that she is a professor at my university. I emailed the dean of students, told him everything, and provided proof. Their resources were useless, and I am beyond fed up. Cops say they can't do anything despite video evidence and 4 no trespassing signs. I want her to stop. I have edited together a video montage of her throwing limbs, branches, sticks, rocks, and cigarettes into our yard, along with the video of her trespassing into our yard. Would I be the asshole if I posted this video online with the caption, University Professor's Actions?
Oh, shit. She got her with that title.
I was like, that title is not even like this. descriptive at all. Like, I think you would get a lot more, what's the word I'm looking for? Traffic. If you were like, university professor throwing sticks in my backyard. Like, come on, you gotta be a little bit more descriptive here.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's definitely some, like, online, what's the word I'm looking for? Marketing that you need to go into.
Yeah. You gotta learn how to go viral.
Yeah.
And really fucking own this professor at your university who will not stop throwing sticks in your backyard.
I hate this professor.
This is, like, this person is so shitty. I mean, just like reality is you should hire somebody to clean up your backyard when she throws shit in there, and then
sue her
sue her in small claims courts for the
cost. Yeah, it's a suing her, but like
in small claims, because then it's, you know, there's no lawyers,
right?
I think I don't know how the law works.
So what do we think this lady is getting out of throwing the sticks into the backyard?
Well, I mean it sounds like she has some If she thinks, like, oh, they built this fence on my property, and I'm gonna be mad.
I'm gonna show them. I feel like this is a bit of a crossover with our legal advice, because I feel like that two things that come up on our legal advice are tree law, and also, like, being like, this person actually has 2 feet of my land. Like, so figuring out the exact line of where you own things. It's like the perfect convergence of that. So I don't know if it was posted on our legal advice as well. I think some people came in and were like giving advice.
They say that they do.
Okay.
This person the stick lady has extreme tenure energy.
No.
So they're gonna do whatever. This is why I gave this to you, Michael. Yeah.
Michael is in the world of hiring.
Yeah, so I wanted to get your specific input on this.
Michael has to wear one of those big black graduation gowns and
every
hat to work every day. That's his uniform.
Yeah, even if it's really hot.
What did you guys see the Lethal Weapon movies with everyone's favorite actor?
Mel Gibson.
No.
There's a really.
I thought you were gonna say Leslie Nielsen.
There's a really bad guy in it who's like, I have diplomatic immunity, and he just does whatever he wants because he's a diplomat.
Right.
That's every professor in the world.
Just do whatever the hell they want. Throwing sticks into the yard of teenagers.
So I live near in the D.C. area, and there are a lot of cars with diplomatic plates on them, and they do act like they could do whatever the fuck they want on the road. They really do. It's ridiculous.
It's it's wild. I don't know. I think that's got to be what it is. It's spilled over into their daily life.
So I think that at this point, you've gone to the dean of students, you've gone to the cops. It's not working. Now it's time to take it to the next level.
Yes.
To deal with this woman.
Burn her house down.
Burn notice.
Like, what could you do to just really fucking make your neighbor's life living hell that would not get you in, like, legal trouble? Like, if you're, like, loud and shit, they can call the cops on you and make you stop being loud. But, like,
right.
What's some weird shit you could do? Like, I think you gotta gaslight this lady is what I'm trying to say.
So,
but how do you gaslight someone like this?
I've got a plan based on my own personal experience. So after I got divorced, I spent a year living in the town where I work, and I rented an apartment from a professor. I found it.
Okay.
And she lived downstairs. And
ooh, this is getting like sexy.
Yeah, she was super duper nice. But
yeah, and then what happened?
But here's the reason why. Every day when I would get home from work, I would be like, holy shit, it smells like weed so bad.
Oh my god.
It was like, oh my god. And then my kids would come and they'd be like, what's that smell, daddy? And be like, it's nothing.
I'll tell you when you're older.
So just leave some weed on her like front step. And eventually,
and they get her arrested.
Oh, you're trying to become friends with this branch lady. I respect it.
What if you make weed brownies and like leave them on her doorstep with a note? Like, find out someone she knows and is friends with, and put their name down. Like, this is a gift from your friend Susan, who is in the Spanish department that you're friends with. And she'll be like, "Oh, I know Susan. Cool. I'm gonna eat these brownies. Oh, wait, I'm high as hell now." That's not dreading somebody.
I feel like you're gonna get super arrested on that one.
Yeah, that was very
okay. Legal. All right, we'll take that. I'll take that under consideration.
Jennifer, I can't believe you've said this, Jennifer.
I'll put that one back on the drive.
If you get arrested for it, just say it's demon magic. An event happened.
It's demons. They cause events to happen. Okay,
not me.
I think you have to just build a bigger fence.
Like, yeah,
a really tall fence.
Yeah.
An electric
fence. I wonder if there's any laws against that. Like, you can only... I bet there are, like, or HOA stuff. Yeah. Like,
there definitely is.
What if you, like...
Get gophers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Put gophers in her backyard. Yeah. Done. That's a great option.
That way, when she's throwing the branches over, she'll sprain her ankle every time. Or, like... Goddamn gopher holes.
Or, like, can you... I don't know. I'm trying to think of something with this Halloween theme. Like, I feel like Arthur, there's little, like... Okay, I hear you. I think that is an option. No, like, aren't there, like, little, like, light protectors that are like, it's a ghost, like, something like that? Can you, like, really just fuck with her in that way and make her think her house is haunted?
By buying a Walgreens ghost to point near her on November the 6th?
Yes.
How about, like, just motion sensors so she gets close and then just, like, huge floodlights come on?
Well, it sounds like they have that.
But what if they did it to where, like, the lights come on and also it, like, plays a recording, like, with her name, like, get out of our backyard.
Oh, yeah.
You bitch.
You freak bitch.
Professor of, I don't know, fucking biology, quit it or I'll be friggin' pissed. I was thinking, like, what if she got a mean dog, but you know that's just gonna lead to poisoning.
Yeah, it would. You just gotta
show up. To her class, right? After, like, before or after she gets there. Probably before she gets there. And then just go up, plug into the projector, and show the class your cool video.
Your university professor's actions.
Yeah. Or put all of the sticks and trash and cigarettes that she's thrown into your yard, into her office, or to it. It's like, what, she gave it?
That would be a power move, man, yeah, like, to do that, to just, like, hoard it up and then put it in her office.
These are all them. See, I cataloged her throwing them.
I have a different idea.
Okay.
And just, you know, run with this with me. You get online. You're going to catfish this lady. She's already got a fine fiancé, but you're going to lure her away.
You have to fuck her boyfriend.
You're going to lure her away from the fiancé and be like, I live in Canada, and I, like, no, we can't meet in person. Like, you got to come. You got to, like, come to Canada, be with me. She decides to break her lease on her apartment, and she leaves.
Okay. Yeah, that could work.
Yeah.
It'd be tough, because the biggest fear with that is that you're going to fall in love with her.
Oh, my God, what if? Oh, no.
That happens every fucking day.
Every single day, people who do catfishing fall in love with each other, for real.
I did a little bit of research, everyone.
Okay.
She posted this twice to our legal advice.
Yeah.
And it got removed both times.
What?
Why?
People believe that our legal advice is run by cops, not lawyers.
That would not surprise me at all, actually.
If you don't phrase it correctly, or if the cop just doesn't like it, they'll just delete it.
Yeah.
So the reason given is no clear legal advice, but it has, like, negative 500, or, like, you know, net 500 downvotes or whatever the term is. So even though in this you can kind of suss out the legal advice of, like, what the fuck should I do? It's as opposed to, will I get in trouble for posting the video? They still keep deleting it. And I now know that there's some beef.
there's definitely inter-Reddit beef from the different, like, people, like, constantly are bitching about our relationships being, like, people always just say to break up. And it's like, because the answer generally is you need to break up.
Break up.
It's crazy that, like, where Reddit is now, and it's just, like, Reddit's just a fucking forum.
It's just a forum.
Yeah. It does suck that there are situations like this that there's literally nothing you can do. If someone decides to be an asshole to you and they're like older with even like a little bit of spare throw-out money, not even like rich, then there's nothing you can do. Like,
yeah,
fight you.
That, we want to buy a house, and like this kind of situation scares me.
Because, like, what if you just get a, like, mean neighbor?
A real bad neighbor.
They just fucking hate you for, like, no reason.
You get, like, the best neighbor for a year, and then, like, oh, yeah, I got a job at Raytheon over in Des Moines. I gotta go.
In Duluth.
They made me bring a microphone. I don't know what it is. And then fucking the worst people move in next door.
Yeah.
Like when we looked at an apartment one time, the realtor or whatever was like, oh, we need to make sure we go there when the neighbors aren't around because they are not nice. They were like,
well, then why would we want to move into this place?
Hard pass.
Hard pass.
Man.
Yeah, that's real tough.
So I guess the answer is, yeah, post it online, but come up with a much better title.
Much better title.
Yeah, you got to. You got to shame this lady. I'm waiting for this video to come out so I can watch it.
The stick lady's not getting anything out of this other than just being a huge asshole.
Yeah, and other than, like, maybe she just has a lot of sticks in her yard and wants them not to be there.
NIMBY to the extreme. Yes. Like, literally not in my backyard.
Yes, no sticks in my backyard.
Yeah, she sounds like just an old, like, hermit-ass butthead.
Can you imagine being in this person's class?
Like, what if she ruled as a professor, though, like, changed people's
lives?
And
then you're like, oh, man, I've heard that Professor Nymphadora fucking throw sticks in people's backyard. Like, that's so crazy. I really loved her.
Yeah.
But now she's canceled online for throwing sticks.
The cigarettes, like, make it worse. Like, that's gross.
Is she just, like, walking in someone's backyard and smoking cigarettes? That's fucking rude.
That is. It's weird.
Very rude.
I don't know. I think we all agree that this lady is not cool.
Burn her house down.
And she just might have a gun because it's the South.
And she might have a gun.
Ugh.
So yeah, you gotta. I think you gotta move. I think you got a different.
I don't. Yeah, I don't see any way out of this.
Let somebody else deal with this.
Yeah, I mean, let's not. We didn't, you know, touch base on this, but I mean, your mom bought you a duplex.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Like, oh, the person can just like pay. Or I'm like, I think she's got a pretty good amount of money in her own damn self.
It's depressing that it could happen to anyone, but I guess I'm glad it's happening to someone whose mom bought them a duplex.
And they have like a Ring doorbell. Rich?
Jesus.
I feel like this is the kind of person that, like, when she graduates college, she's going to be like, I worked all through college. What did you do? I managed the duplex that my mom bought me. Yeah. I managed the other apartment.
I know what hard work is. I'm a landlord.
Sometimes I had to get a plumber there to fix the toilet in the other part of the duplex.
Yeah, this feels like it could be karma, too. It's like, well, technically, there must be balance in all things, and you just got a dope deal, so...
This is how you karmically balance that out. You gotta deal with this shitty neighbor, because you got given a duplex when you were in college. So suck it up.
I wish I would have bought and, like, purchased, like, the townhouse we rented in college. Like, because, like, now, you know, get all that roommate rent.
Money.
Basically paying for the mortgage, and then you, like, leave and you have a bunch of equity in it already.
Damn. I'm
fucking sick as hell.
This is a real estate
podcast. Is it hard to get a restraining order?
I don't know I think it's hard to, like, enforce them, from what I understand. But I don't know jack shit about legal stuff. Other than, you can't just cut down somebody's tree in their yard.
Tree law.
You have to pay a lot of money.
I only know that's tree
all
law.
I do. That's the only thing I know is do not fuck with somebody's really old tree. Well, I think this, I think you got to move, girl. I think this is just going to be your fucking life for the next 4 years. As the professor said, your life is going to be a living hell now.
Either way.
I think it's a lesson we can all learn is that no matter how good you are, something can just happen outside and you have no... you have no direction. You can't control anything, and chaos reigns supreme.
That's how it is on this bitch of an earth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Well, if you would like to continue to send us horrible questions like this from online, I found these ones on my own, but if you find some good ones, you can message us on Twitter at AskDearInternet. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R Baristo.
Sincerely, Dear Internet.